Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a story from this weekend's Republican American by Bridget Ruthman, former Sharon resident and investment manager Alvin Wilkinson was sentenced last week to more than 7 years in federal prison for swindling investors, including friends and relatives, out of millions of dollars. Wilkinson, 61, the founder of Chicago Index Partners LP and Wilkinson Financial Opportunity Fund LP, both based in Sharon, persuaded at least 30 individuals to invest about $13.5 million in a fraudulent scheme. A former director at the Chicago Board Options Exchange, Wilkinson claimed his trading strategy made money regardless of market conditions. In reality, he did not maintain trading accounts for the funds and did not use investor funds to trade in options and futures, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Northern District of Illinois. Rather, he used investor funds from 1999 through 2016 to cover personal expenses and to pay earlier investors through a Ponzi-type pyramid scheme. Plans for new cinemas in the city of Poughkeepsie are getting a $2 million boost from the state. A new $98 million hotel at the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park is receiving $1.9 million. The New York Juice Company in East Fishkill will use $800,000 for a 50,000-square-foot manufacturing facility, and Walkway Over the Hudson will expand its hours and events thanks to $588,000 for new lighting. Just a few of the Dutchess County projects getting chunks of cash through New York State's 2019 Regional Economic Development Council Awards, which was announced last week. The allocation is spreading more than $761 million across the state. Salisbury Winter Sports Association invites kids to their junior ski jump camp. Learn how to ski jump December 30th and 31st. No experience is necessary. You'll learn the basics of ski jumping, safety and control, practice on the small hill, and join the club and team Swasa and participate in practices throughout the winter for fun and tournaments. It's for boys and girls age 7 and older, December 30th and 31st from 9 till 2 at Satry Hill in Salisbury. $50 per skier for both days includes lunch. The first 25 to register on December 30th will receive a camp T-shirt. Pre-registration and more information is available from Ken Barker at 860-806-0471. The Berkshire South Community Center is offering pickleball sessions as the paddle sport combines elements of tennis, badminton, and ping pong. Open play takes place on Wednesdays and Sundays from 9 until noon at the Medkey Gymnasium located at Chrissy Road in Great Barrington. Each session is free for members, $8 for non-members. More details, 413-528-2810, extension 35. There will be a public hearing of the Planning and Zoning Commission coming up tonight at 7 o'clock at Town Hall. The subject of the hearing, the proposed moratorium on boarding houses. There have been concerns that some so-called boarding houses are sober houses and are not being properly monitored. At a public hearing, the public can ask questions and express concerns and make comments. Commission members will meet at a later date to make a decision. You can show off your building skills. A meeting with the Lego Builders Club takes place on the first Thursday of each month at the Rolf Jansen Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale. More details are to sign up, 518-325-4101. The Copaic Grange on Empire Road presents their monthly open mic night on Friday, January 3rd from 7 till 9 p.m. You're encouraged to participate or take part in the fun as a spectator. Details, copaicgrange.com. The Bushnell Sage Memorial Library on Main Street in Sheffield is hosting poetry readings on the first Saturday of every month beginning at 11 a.m. For more details, 413-229-7004. The Falls Village Recreation Commission is offering a Learn to Curl workshop at the Norfolk Curling Club Saturday, January 4th at 2:15, $35 per person. All participants must be 12 or older. All students will spend 95 minutes on the ice with an instructor, wear rubber-soled shoes and warm, comfortable clothing. It's 42 degrees in the rink. Jeans are not recommended. Registration ahead of time is required. Space is limited. Email reservation requests to FVRC@comcast.net. A breakfast will be held at the Millerton American Legion Post 178 on Sunday, January 5th from 7 to 11. The menu includes your choice of pancakes, French toast, syrup, sausage, bacon, eggs, home fries, toast, coffee, hot chocolate, and or tea. The meal can be served as an eat-in or be taken out. The price, $8 per adult and $6 for children and seniors. The post is located at 155 Route 44. Sherman Chamber Ensemble will present its annual Best of Baroque concert January 5th at 4 p.m. at St. Andrew's Church, 1 North Main Street, including music for piano, oboe, and strings by Bach, Handel, Vivaldi, Fausch, and Telemann. General admission tickets are $30. Senior and student tickets are $25. Children age 15 and under admitted free with the purchase of a paid ticket. Tickets can be purchased at the ShermanChamberEnsemble.org or at the door the afternoon of the performance. A Beat the Winter Blues Dance is coming up at the VFW 5444 Route 22 in Dover Plains, New York, February 8th from 7 to 11. Music by Way Behind the Sun. It's country music, $15 per person, raffles, and also 50-50. Bring your own snacks. It's a cash bar. Tickets or more information at 845-877-6300. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 28,45,55.09, the NASDAQ at 89,24.96, and the S&P 500 at 32,21.22. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.